Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, put down that Flappy Bird. It's time to use your iPad to improve your life. How to use Evernote to hack your life. Two ways to better manage your email, and the latest from the makers of Hipstamatic.
It's time for iPad Today. iPad Today is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used Apple and Android devices are worth at gazelle.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's that guy, Chad Johnson, filling in for Sarah Lane.
Woohoo! We're starting the show a second time. You get two shows in one.
I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Chad Johnson.
Thank you for filling in.
No problem.
I appreciate that. Sarah is still in Reykjavik.
Reykjavik?
I don't know where she is.
She's in yeah.
Somewhere.
Probably just like in Detroit.
No, I think she's actually in Reykjavik.
Place.
She's actually went to Iceland.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or was it Greenland? I don't remember. Anyway, she's far, far away. Could have been Finland.
It could
I don't know.
Could have been Timbuktu.
But somewhere with land. It was somewhere with land. I know that.
Oh,
much.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She will be back next week. Actually, she's going to be back tomorrow.
Right.
But we thought we would continue our long string of iPad Todays without one or the other of us.
Mm-hmm.
You
guys haven't seen each other in months. Yeah.
First I went on vacation, then she went on vacation. So you came up with this idea, Chad, and I'm really glad you did.
Uh-huh.
Chad Johnson, as you know, the host of OMG Craft. He also does Are you doing something?
No.
Are you playing a game?
Oh, maybe I am.
Yeah,
I'm
that
playing
was you.
Battle Pixels or something over here.
He also produces.
Sorry, I don't have my IFB in.
This Week in Tech and This Week in Google and Mac Break Weekly. Mm-hmm. And you host
Gizwiz
with
Reddit Up.
Holy cow! Are we overworking you?
OMG
you feel like,
Craft.
Are you tired now?
And then BYB every week.
Good
now that we switched
Lord.
To only hosts.
And now we'd like you to host iPad Today.
Yeah, now I'm hosting iPad Today.
I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's nice to have you.
Thanks.
Suggested this, and I think it's a really good topic: life hacking with the iPad.
How to hack your life with using your iPad. And I came up with the kind of the first thing that I wanted to cover, which was Evernote.
So we've talked about Evernote. In fact, Phil Leiben, who was a guest on Triangulation a couple of months ago, maybe a year ago, told me at one point that 4 or 5% of all the referrals for Evernote that they got were mentioned.
No way!
Because since it came out before, when it was a competitor, OneNote, it was only Windows. I have been a huge fan of Evernote.
Oh, it's amazing! And the reason, so what I needed was something to basically capture all of the little things that should be on paper,
right,
in my life.
That's kind of what it's for. It's
exactly.
A notepad app.
At its base, it is notes that you take that will live basically on your profile. Forever on your Evernote,
and you can get to it on the web, right?
That's the cool thing about it is that when you're choosing one of these, I like to think of it as a paper replacement, like apps.
And there's a million of them for the iPad.
There's a ton of them, but the way that you choose the one that you want is it everywhere?
Yeah,
and Evernote is everywhere.
It really is.
Almost everyone. It's like how Netflix and still Netflix. Anytime you get a set-top box, Netflix is on.
Yeah.
It's like anytime you get...
It is the Netflix of note-taking
apps. It really
apps.
Is. Anytime you get something that needs to interface with a note-taking app, Evernote is always there. They've really done a great job of making sure Evernote is everywhere, and that's why I like it so
much. Of course, it is on the iPhone and the iPad, as well as the Macintosh and Windows and Android and BlackBerry and on. Windows Phone.
They have Chrome extensions. They have Safari Web Clipper, applets, Evernote can capture anything you want it to.
And they've even bought programs like Penultimate, which we loved is one of the best note-taking apps on the iPad. And now it works with Evernote.
Skitch. Yep.
So they've got a very complete portfolio of applications.
They really do.
Have you ever used the Food and the Evernote Hello? They're just little different interfaces to the...
The Evernote Hello is supposed to be sort of like a business card replacement.
You know what's silly about it is you meet somebody like, hi, my name's Leo.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Let me take a picture of you, put it in Evernote Hello. Now, here's my iPad. Would you mind filling in your contact information? 10 minutes later, You've got it all.
Yeah. I think the idea was that everyone would have an Evernote hello, and you could easily swap cards. Yeah. But it was just...
You can actually give it to somebody and let them take pictures of themselves right. and pick the one they like the best.
But it just feels
it's
like
too much work.
You're signing up for like a summer camp point. Like, could I please have your social security
So how
number?
Do you use it? You say you just put pieces of information.
So that's at its base. I kind of want to start off describing Evernote just kind of simply. What I wanted to do with it was getting things done, GTD.
That's an actual methodology.
This is a methodology of how to organize your life and make sure that you don't skip things that you want to accomplish. And you guys actually sent me to a great seminar with David Allen.
You went to David Allen's seminar?
Yeah, yeah.
He's the guy who created
me,
GTD.
Lisa, and Liz. This is like a year and a half ago. Went to one of his seminars.
Right.
This is before we had him on triangulation. And that's where I was introduced to it, and I've been listening to the audiobook of it.
It's great, isn't it?
Right. So I'm still in the process of sort of capturing all that, but it's been on my mind recently. So I'm still not there. I still haven't, you know, done a lot of the steps.
In theory, the premise of getting things done is to have a trusted place that you can clear everything out of your mind. The first thing you do is you just dump everything that you ever thought you had to do.
It's called a mind sweep, where you sit down for 2 or 3 hours and you just run through your brain on absolutely everything that is on your brain.
Now, it can be a piece of paper, it can be a box, but Evernote's a good choice, I think.
Right. I think Evernote is great because, for a few reasons, on the desktop app, you can easily use... I'm a huge fan of keyboard shortcuts, and so, you know, Control N will create a new thing. You put everything on its own separate piece. This is part of the GTD sort of philosophy, is that you don't try to fill all one big list. You put everything in its own separate thing, so you can deal with it. And I've hacked Evernote to be a great solution for this.
I want to see this.
So let me show you my system.
I'm a big fan of
Evernote,
but I don't know if I've ever done anything like this.
So in Evernote, there's a few different places that you can find things. There's first just your notes, and this is kind of absolutely everything. This is if you've tagged it
all
in some place. These are all notes.
Okay.
So I need to talk to Axel Rosie about my YouTube channel, I need to record Terra Firma Craft. And how to turn off hibernation on my PC.
So this is both things you want to keep track of, but also things you need to do.
These are just these are absolutely
everything.
Okay. Absolutely. And you're right. The philosophy of GTD is anything that comes into your brain, you need to get it into a trusted system so you're not thinking about it. Because if you're thinking about it, your brain is too mushy, and it's not gonna work out for you in the long run. You want it in a system that you can deal with it. So that's kind of the base idea. Is these are all my notes. Anything that I've tagged. If I look into this, I've actually completed this. So this is in. It's really hard to see up there, but this is in my completed notebook. So once you kind of have the idea of what notes are, they're basically each note is like a piece of paper sort of thing.
Yeah.
Then you can have your notebooks. So I have a few different ones. Cabinet is for things that, and I actually have three note things in there. It's just for things that I would just want to keep around. Think of it like a shelf where I'm just going to put things that I like. If I look in here, I have my grocery list in my cabinet. I have things. Oh, this was a Reddit page. Sure, I got it. This was a Reddit page or Reddit free things on the internet that I should be taking advantage of. Basically, I just wanted to put this onto a shelf somewhere in my life and have it. My grocery list is pretty epic. Some of the cool things about Evernote is that you can add things like these little checkboxes. So if I need yogurt, I can come in here and uncheck it. That way, the next time I go to the grocery store, I can say, you know what, I picked up limes. I'm done with that. Or, you know what, I need limes. So you can see right now in my house, here are the things that I need. I need ginger beer for what is that drink that I like?
Moscow Mules.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So I need ginger beer for Moscow Mules and limes for Moscow Mules.
So this is just like a regular to-do list app
completely,
in this respect.
Completely.
Yeah.
And because and I need chips and things. And these little radial button, they're not radial button, they're check marks, is super useful. So that's in my cabinet. Then diary. So if I want to take I don't have zero notes in there. I haven't done anything. I've been trying to capture fan art whenever it comes in because people have been sending me these great
things. Isn't that great?
I'm just starting this, so there's only one note
in
here yet.
The 8-bit version of OMG Chat.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Next is my reviews list. So anytime I do a review, I keep it in my Evernote. So like I have the HP Pavilion or you know my gaming review, that sort of stuff for the gaming monitor. Next is Sketch, which automatically puts it in there. And then Tasks is a whole thing inside of itself.
So Sketch, because Evernote owns Sketch,
yeah,
anything Sketch, you, anytime you do a screen capture,
right,
it'll automatically go into
right.
your
Evernote
notebook.
Right, so like, this was, whoa, this was from 2013. I had
and
made...
And you put a big arrow
yeah,
on
I put
there.
A bear. What? I have 5,000 followers on Twitter. That's up to like 12,000 now, which is really awesome.
Congratulations.
So now this tasks folder is where it gets even more in depth. I have a thing called exclamation point inbox. And the reason I do that is because it's the if you put a symbol ahead, Evernote automatically alphabetizes your notebooks. And so it'll be the first thing when I click add to notebook. So these are all the things that I still need to kind of do and that I need to filter out and figure out. This is part of the GTD philosophy. So back up all data. I need to figure out a time when I'm going to do that. I need to kind of figure that out more. Look into consolidating. I have a few parking tickets. Can I consolidate them? That sort of stuff. clean the house. Get better internet. My to-do list. And then this is even the apps that I wanted to talk about on today's
show.
So
you've created notebooks to kind of reflect...
GTD.
The GTD methodology.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And so this inbox is things that I still need to process. Now, what do I do with them once they're in my inbox? Well, there's a few things. The cool thing in Evernote, let me grab this. Make it full screen. Go. There we go. Evernote has a lot of built-in functionalities where you can attach things like camera documents or photos or audio. That's really nice. You can also search pretty easily. And then there should be a way to start editing, which is what I wanted, but I cannot figure it out. There. Anyway, so here's where I would add a tag. So let's say, and I have these set up in a few different ways. If it has a number in the beginning of it, it's a time. So I've done this as soon or later. Wait, no, I don't know why those all just changed color. But here, let me actually get to my tags, which it'll make it a lot more interesting. So I have the this is not what I wanted.
So there's folders and there's tags. And how do you decide whether something's a folder or whether it's a tag?
So a folder for me, there's things that need to live inside of a folder. So the inbox is a folder and it needs to live in there.
Right.
But once it's in there, there's things I want to attach to it, like where to get these things accomplished, what time frame it needs to be accomplished, am I accomplishing it with, and maybe what project it's associated with.
And would you use tags for those?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's within the folder.
Right.
I'm going to add additional tags to help
right.
us organize.
Normally, I'm trying to show you my tags. Normally, I'll just type in a tag because I know it. And so this is a little bit confusing. On the PC side, it shows it a lot better. But over here...
Yeah, you probably would set this up on a... This is the beauty of Evernote. You set it up on the desktop, and now
desktop,
your iPad becomes the
right.
window into it.
But here's how I've hacked this system is if there's a number... Here, let's start up at the top. An exclamation point is sort of something in daily, is sort of a special tag that this is something I need to think about every day.
Okay.
If there's a dot and then words after the dot, that's a place. So, actually, no, this is a project. So this is active projects, or there are other, these are actually parent tags. Sorry. The at is where. So at home, at the internet, at the store, at work.
So you know that at always is a location.
Right. And then a number is when. So one is now, two is the next thing I need to do, three is soon, four is for later, five is someday, and six is I'm waiting on, I need to get back to. And then I also have people. Now, this is confusing because right now it's not showing my tag hierarchy. This is why I'm even getting confused about some of this. Is the dot when tag is holding all of these other tags.
I see. So it's all one flat thing right
it's
now.
It's all, yeah.
On the
for
desktop,
some reason,
it would
it's showing
be
it, right,
a
as
hierarchy.
A flat thing.
Okay.
In fact, if I go into...
That's all right. We get the idea on tags.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, so once you can tag things, that makes this much more exciting and
do you then
useful.
Search for one?
So,
if
yes.
you know, what do I need to do now? You'll
so
search for one?
So the next step of the GTD philosophy is that you've now removed everything from your brain, and
so you don't have to
when you're
think
sitting
about it.
Somewhere and yeah. you're ready to work,
yeah.
you look at your system, and your system will just tell you what to do.
Automatically, the next thing just comes up.
Right. So you're sitting at your computer, and you just type for the tag at computer, at internet.
Ah.
And now all your to-do things just populate in, and then they're also tagged on when they need to get done. So if it needs to get done soon and it's at the top of the list, you work on that one now.
So the key of Evernote is it's freeform.
Absolutely.
So you're completely able to do this, but you don't have to do this. You can do anything you want. I haven't really even organized my Evernote very much. I used to have passwords, serial numbers.
Right.
And now I just throw everything.
And you
in
can still do that in my search system. That's kind of what the cabinet is for me
right,
in my system.
Right. And then you'll notes. One of the things that you do in GTD is daily or weekly, you'll kind of process stuff in your inbox and add those tags and do all of that stuff.
Right, exactly.
Nice. Evernote, it's free. It's
absolutely.
And it's on every platform, not just the iPad. And I do highly recommend Evernote. Yep. Even if you use another note-taking app, just have somewhere that you can easily store stuff. It's so useful. One of the things that people don't seem to have much of a handle on in modern life, one of the things we all want to life hack is email. And I have a couple of choices. In fact, I was really pleased when every time I look at the email category on the iPad, there are more and more apps, many of them free. We've mentioned Acompli and Mailbox and so forth. Here's a newer one that I like. It's Touch First. It's called Molto, as in molto bene. And I really like the presentation. Now, notice at the bottom, newest yesterday. I can scroll through my messages. I can even jump to yesterday if I wish. Just by using this bar. That's kind of cool. And they're all kind of cards. Now, what I really enjoy about this is I can get a preview of an email by dragging it. Whoops, sorry. Dragging it up. So I don't have to actually open this. Of course, if I tap it, the full email opens. And I can drag it down to get a quick look at some of the things I might want to do with this.
Oh, wow.
So it's touch first, which makes it very easy to quickly process. This is a Gmail account, so it has archive, star, mark is unread. I can, I'm not even sure what this button does, and then I can
maybe open it up.
Let's see what happens. Forward it. You're absolutely right. That's the forward button, and of course, the other one's the reply button. Isn't it? This is designed for the iPad, and it's a really pretty app. You'll see that you do have your general Gmail mailboxes there. Here's a button I really like. You do tie it, if you wish, you can tie it into your Facebook account. That means if some of your correspondents are Facebook friends, they'll have a picture on there, which is awfully nice.
Hmm.
That gets that from Facebook. And if I go back to the gutter here, there's a photo inbox, which will just load all the photos from all of your emails. So a really fun way to see all the photos. I'm sorry, this is the first time I've done it on this iPad, so it's taking a little time. It's faster after that. And you can even directly like, you see the thumbs up, or share your photos from this without ever leaving email, which really makes it great. Share via email, share via Twitter, copy or save image. So this is a very pleasant way, but also I think very efficient way to hack your email box. You know, the iPad is a great email tool.
It really is.
But doing it in a traditional email style may be not the best way. And I've been looking for a way that is kind of iPad native to do email. And I really like this. It's free. It's called Molto. And it's one of several email apps I'll share. You know what? Let me give you a couple more quickly, and then we can get to one of your apps. If you want something that's a little bit more powerful, this is called Boxer. And it's a little bit more traditional. It has, you know, on the column on the left, this is Gmail again. You see the Gmail folders. Boxer has some to-do list capabilities built into it. You can actually do GTD in Boxer. And, you know, there's a reason for that. It tends to be that things that you need to do get assigned in email, don't they? Somebody emails you something and you want to respond to it or you want to do something about it. You can, by the way, clip to Evernote. It's all built in with a swipe action, so you get the customized swipe actions. So let's say I frequently want to send messages to Evernote. That might be something you like to do. I can say, you know, whenever I do the left short swipe, I want to go to Evernote.
Perfect.
This idea of swiping comes from an app called Mailbox, but Mailbox was very limited. It only had, you know, a couple of different actions you could do. This now lets you completely assign. You know, you can, if you get a lot of spam, you can have a swipe all the way to the right, and that'll automatically signal Gmail that it's spam. I actually like that a lot. There's one other thing I got to point out that I really love. These are some quick actions that go along with an email message. There's like, to do, label, archive, delete. You see Evernote's built in. But look at this one. This is one that's kind of unique. It's called quick. These are quick replies, which you can, of course, customize. So if somebody sends me an email that says, hey, Leo, can you make sure to sign up for LastPass Enterprise and add 20 licenses?
Oh,
I can literally tap this and say, I've added this to my email list. An email will go out with that as a response.
You just responded to that email?
I just sent that to Callie and John.
I added this to my to-do list.
Yeah, that's not probably what I wanted to say, but it doesn't matter because they understand. So this is this is not Molto. This is a different email that I think is quite impressive. It's a little bit more of a power tool. It's called Boxer. There are many other choices. I'll show one more. This is called Cannonball, which is a little bit of both. It has a very nice touch-first interface. This is stuff that is mostly promotional, so I don't have to worry about the stuff on the right. I have the swipes, so mark is red, archive. This is something that Mailbox really has...
Right. And that's what you did
Everybody's
over there,
doing
that
this.
Short swipe.
Yep, the short swipe.
Right.
Instead of a gutter, I now have this. There's a lot to all three of these programs. All of them, I think, are very iPad-specific, much better than, you know, there's the Gmail app and, of course, iPad's own mail
app. I'm popular, apparently.
You are a popular contact. I email you a lot. So because I do email you a lot, you've popped up at the top here. This is somebody I send a lot of emails to. It really, I have to say, this. There's some, the point is, not one app that's perfect for everybody, but these you can all look at. I think this Boxer's $10. The rest are free. There's also, I didn't get to, Inky Email is another good one. Right now, I'm going to use Molto because it's
so nice.
Ice patty.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about that.
Absolutely. So final hack that I have is this comes with a little bit of a story. So imagine you're at a party.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to have a great time. You already have your music selected. You have a great playlist set up. But the speakers fell through.
Oh, man.
You're not going to have any speakers. You can't go out to Best Buy and buy a whole Bluetooth setup.
Man.
Yeah, you're really bummed because all you got is your phone on you. And that's all you can play your music through.
I wish we could have a party, but we can't because I only have my phone. Can everybody just gather around me and I'll turn it as loud as I can?
As loud as I can, and you'll listen to it that way.
That's not going
to
work.
So this is an app to try to solve that issue. It's called Audibly. Which makes me think a lot of Audacity.
Audibly?
Yeah, Audibly.
Audibly? What is this? Oh, now, I'm going to launch this on my side, right?
Right. So I've already asked you. So you would ask all your friends to download the same app. So
okay, I've got Audibly on my iPad.
They'd all join the same app. And then the other idea is that they'd all be on the same Wi-Fi network.
So everybody needs to have the Audibly app, which is free, so
right.
That's okay. And we're all on the same Wi-Fi.
I actually switched my Wi-Fi because I needed to print before. So let me
switch
back
to production. So we're on the same one. Okay.
Right. And then I get to choose what music that I want to play. So this is the start of it. You could either broadcast or listen. You tell all your friends to listen, but
you're going
to
broadcast. So
I'm
you're the DJ today.
So I'm the DJ. Let me go choose a good song. I think I have one in. Whoops, Cat Empire is.
Oh, I love Cat Empire.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Here,
no,
it's
I've
called.
Never heard of them.
What? You haven't heard of
never
Cat Empire?
Heard of them? You
know,
yeah.
Here,
you ever
protons
heard of Bob
and neutrons.
Dylan?
There we go.
You know who that is?
No, I don't.
Cat Empire. Okay.
So I'm going to start
playing that. Okay.
And then I'm going to also, we have our
now,
unplugged.
As your friend, I'm going to pick listen. And then, wait a minute, Chad's iPad is sharing Cat Empire. And I'm going to tap that. And now I'll unplug mine so I can hear.
And I'll accept.
You accept the request.
And
now
hopefully,
I'm going to hear the same thing you're. Whoa. Now we're having a party.
Right.
And if
the idea,
everybody did this, it
right.
would be interesting.
The idea is that you'd have this throughout your entire house. There might be like three phones in every room. You'd have like a little speaker in your back pocket.
Have you done this?
No, I haven't. But I mean, yeah.
That's bizarre.
Isn't that interesting?
I like this.
It's like a Sonos, but for all the devices instead of plugging it into,
and I could, and we could stop, and then I could broadcast.
Yes.
So we could go back and forth.
Yes.
How
absolutely.
Fun.
And the other cool thing is that if you wanted to do this, we want to plug this into a speaker system. Maybe you had three speaker systems throughout your house, but you could only output, but you didn't have them like wirelessly connected. You had an iPad, an iPod Touch, and a phone.
Yeah.
They could all sync up, so it seems like the whole house is on the same system, but you're just using
so
this.
It can't be cloud stuff, obviously, but I can download it before I...
So that's the one downside is that...
It needs to be stuff on your device.
It needs to be on the device, and it doesn't have support for even, say, like Google Play Music or anything like that. In fact, all of my music is from high school because I stopped buying stuff in the iTunes library.
Right.
So like Daft Punk and Cruiserweight and... just all of these songs are just from my high school years. The Flobots, remember Flobots?
Flobots, yeah.
Yeah, big. That happened big time when I was in high school.
That's cool. That's called Audibly.
Audibly.
And it's Audibly on the iTunes store for free.
It's absolutely free.
One more. Can I do one more?
Absolutely.
If this, then that.
It's great hacking solution.
We've shown this before, and so I'm not going to spend a lot of time showing it. But the idea is if you go... Okay, you want to see it, do you? So if you go to the website, if this then that, you can see a variety. Oh, see, I can't log in because my password is too long. But go to the website; you'll see a variety of thises and a variety of thats. This could be, for instance, my Gmail account, and I could write if I get an email from Chad Johnson, if this. So you can set that up. There you go, and it's free to do this all. Then. Put it in my Evernote. Evernote's one of the that's. So you could create these really lovely scripts. I have Hue lights. If it starts raining, because I can check the weather. If it starts raining where I am, make my Hue lights blue.
Right.
For rain. Or, in fact, I used to have this set up. If when the sun sets, turn on my living room light. If this, then that. This is kind of the ultimate life hack. And what I do recommend is you visit If This Then That, create a free account, and then look at the recipes that others have created, because that'll give you lots of inspiration for the kind of things you can do. We've shown this before on the show, and they now we showed it when they came out with the iPad app.
Gosh.
You didn't need an iPad app, but the fact that you can do this now on the iPad is wonderful.
Right.
It's really
amazing.
Then.
And also, if there's a gap in services, like let's say you really want something to get into Evernote, but they're just not there yet.
Frequently happens.
You could do something where every time you send it to Instapaper, it gets sent to Evernote.
I do that, actually.
And so you can find where there are gaps in the service. You can figure it out yourself if you really wanted to.
If you want links to all the apps Chad and I have just talked about, we've got them at our website, twit.tv/IPT for iPad Today. Of course, you can also go there to watch past episodes, to subscribe to future episodes. We record our show right here in the studios of the Brick House on Mondays around about 12:30 Pacific. That's 3:30 Eastern time. And 1920 or 1930 UTC. We'd love it if you watch live, but of course on-demand audio and video is always at the website, twit.tv/IPT. And we're always looking for great apps. And really a lot of the apps you see here come from you, our audience. You can email us iPadtoday@twit.tv. So, Chad... What is your phone these days?
The phone.
Are you still the Nexus 5?
Cracked.
And it's cracked, isn't it?
It is way cracked. This Nexus 5 has...
It's time for a new phone for you.
A gigantic crack in it. It's almost hard to tell, but there's...
You know who will buy that phone even cracked? Or an iPad or an iPhone even cracked? Gazelle.
Wow.
Yes! Because, you see, now this is the deal. You need a new phone. I bet you in your drawer at home you have three old phones.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
I do.
Or any kind of old gadget, old tablets, old laptops. Gazelle will buy these gadgets. It's easy. It's simple. One of the things very cool is if you go to gazelle.com, you can get a quote today, and it's locked in for 30 days. How many places will do that? How much would you pay for this? $250.
Okay, give me 30 days to think about it.
That's crazy. No, nobody does, but... Gazelle does do that, and this is a good time to lock in prices because we're going to get some announcements, new phones, new tablets, new computers, and this would be a great time to lock in the price on a lot of your stuff. You're not required to take advantage of it for 30 days, so get that price, get that quote at gazelle.com. When you decide to sell, pull the trigger, check out, and they'll send you a box with a prepaid mailer. You don't pay postage on anything worth more than a buck. And they'll get it. They'll turn it around fast. Their data experts will wipe it. If your phone's broken and you can't wipe the data, don't worry. They'll do that for you.
That's really nice. Wow, wait. Okay, so correct.
Nexus 5 It's broken or cracked. $140 Good.
For good
condition. How much for cracked? Oh, they don't buy those.
They won't buy that.
But, you know, they'll take it off your hands and recycle it responsibly, so that's not so bad.
I don't think anyone's going to buy this cracked old phone.
Yeah.
But they will recycle it for me, which is great.
What if it were in flawless condition? Your Gazelle offered to be $155. That's actually
nice.
Not
considering
bad.
Considering the
phone was
original
like
price of the phone.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Gazelle's great. They will send you a check, a PayPal credit, or, and I recommend this, if you buy a lot of stuff on Amazon, you can get a Amazon gift card, and they bump it up 5%. Gazelle has now paid out, they've had 1.5 million trade-ins. They've paid out $100 million to over 700,000 customers. Customers just like us, because we sell all our stuff at Gazelle. Gazelle.com. Free shipping, fast processing, cash in your pocket. What's not to love about Gazelle? When Chad said he would do this show, one of the things I wanted to do, now normally this is part of the show where we would get you tips, and we got some news too for you, but I wanted to ask Chad something really important. Minecraft. You're the Minecraft expert. You host the show MG Craft. You actually play Minecraft. You love Minecraft. Why isn't Minecraft on the iPad?
Well, okay. So there is a version of Minecraft for the iPad called Minecraft Pocket Edition.
Okay.
And
PE.
PE. In the past,
it's not really like Minecraft, though. You can only do some things.
10 days ago.
What?
10 days ago.
What?
They updated the game.
Is it like Minecraft now?
Oh, yes. Here, let me show you the changelog.
So if I watch OMG Craft, in the past I've had to use a Mac or a PC to play along at
home. Now, there's still definitely things that you can't do. Like, Redstone isn't even implemented,
A lot of the mods won't work.
None of the mods will work, unless you really get into hacking, like jailbreaking your phone to hack it.
But this is a big story, and I'm glad you brought this up.
Right. So here's just like, you can just look at, this is from the Wikipedia article on the update. Here is the list of things that have changed in this latest, and it just keeps going and going and going and going and going. And there we go. So the last time that they updated was April 2nd. And just 10 days ago, all of these things have been implemented. And then everything past that is bug
fixes. So this is good news. Mojang, the company that makes... first thing I should point out is when you search for Minecraft on the App Store, you'll find a lot of Minecraft.
You will find so much crap. I have a few examples.
Okay.
One is... And you know, what's funny is some of them have started off really bad, and they actually kind of became
better over time.
One of them is this Pixel Gun 3D. This was a Minecraft look-alike for the longest amount of time, but it has since become something that's actually not that bad. It's a first-person shooter that uses the Minecraft look to be a first-person shooter iPad app. And so you
actually, this looks like kind of fun.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
So you could create a campaign. You could join something online.
So this is not Minecraft. This is actually pretty
good. This is not Minecraft, but it looks an awful lot like Minecraft.
Well, and that's the thing that bothers me is I think a lot of Minecraft players are kids who perhaps aren't as sophisticated and worldly wise, and they fall for a lot of these bad apps. So if you're a parent, $6.99 for Minecraft PE, the Pocket Edition, and it's gotten more like Minecraft over time.
It really has.
And then this one doesn't... Is this free, or how much
is this? This is free.
This isn't bad.
Isn't this funny? Look, like, it looks kind of amazing.
It's an 8-bit Minecraft-like first-person shooter.
Right, exactly. So it has gotten a lot better.
What's this called?
This is, actually, let me find the
name
of it. Pixel Gun 3D.
Really soft.
Right. Yeah. Now, some of the crap that I've found was, this is probably by far the worst. This cost 99 cents.
Yeah.
And is promises to help you make homes. It's a home creator. And so you have these, like, really kind of a crummy... It doesn't actually give you a tutorial. It just shows
you
image of it.
Yeah. This is a... I don't want to say rip-off, that's a strong word, but it's 99 cents not well spent.
And all of these, like, all of this...
They don't tell you anything.
And this is all just stuff that they stole from the internet. Like, they did it basically a Google search for images.
In the days of CD-ROMs, we had a name for this kind of stuff that's called shovelware.
Right, and so, like, on all of these are
shoveled
all
in.
YouTube videos that they're just playing. You can even see, this is Corralis. They stole a Corralis video. It doesn't even transfer over like into yeah, real bad. 99 cents wasted.
So stick with Minecraft PE.
Yes. So let me show off PE and some of the stuff that has changed.
Yeah, I'm excited that this has become more Minecraft.
Yeah, it's become really awesome. In fact, so you now have new worlds. So I've created a world. One of the issues with the old version was that. Actually, let me see. I'll flip over. There we go. Perfect. Is that you'd have these worlds that would end after a while, but now you have infinite worlds.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely infinite worlds. And in some supported devices won't do that. Here's a creature.
Can I build?
You can build.
This looks just like Minecraft.
I'm playing in survival game right now. I'd really like to. Okay, he blew up. Let me make sure that my sound is. Oh, it is.
Yeah, we're hearing it.
And so I've already created a little.
How well does this translate to touch?
Actually, pretty well. I've been surprised. There's some issues with like crafting. I still don't like. You just get this big menu of stuff. I really wish they would have kept the other crafting system. The problem is that it's very complicated.
Right.
Is you have to remember this thing. And so they've made it much simpler. So if you want to make, you know, a shovel, you can. There's also...
Does this translate to your desktop Minecraft in any way?
No.
It's its own world.
Not at all. It's its own world. It's its own... And, in fact, there's stuff in this world that isn't in... Oops. I wanted to get out of this, and I hit the home button. There's stuff in this world that isn't in the PC edition. There's... now, all these flowers have been added. Now there's smooth lighting, which is brand new. There's a lot new, a lot more new mobs. Biomes, which is kind of these areas where, you know, this area looked more like plains with flowers. This area looks like a swamp. That's what the biomes are. There's a lot more biomes. One of the cool things, which is over here in my little world...
So in some respects, this is better than desktop Minecraft.
Well, it's different. I mean, I think now, since the update for children, this is by far one of the best things that you can get for kids.
Oh, yeah, because kids love Minecraft.
Oh.
You could put this on here. They can craft.
Absolutely.
They can build. They can fight. They can do all the things they can do in Minecraft.
There was a fallen tree that I had found over here.
Minus some of the more sophisticated stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you want. Like, joining multiplayer servers is much easier.
Can you,
realms.
You can play multiplayer.
So you can. Now, you can. The way that it likes to do it is internally, on your internal network.
So you have to be on Wi-Fi with the other players.
Right. So what I'd do is I'd say, quit to title. And.
Tilt it up a little bit. We're getting some glare.
Sorry about that. Yeah. You should be able to open this up to multiplayer, where anyone on your network will be able
play. If I had it installed, I could play against you.
Right. And then also this Realms Alpha, this is going to be what is the next big thing for multiplayer on Pocket Edition, is Mojang is creating these things called Realms that you'll buy into for about $10 a month, and you'll have your own online server that all your friends can join in on.
Well, I'm encouraged, because when Minecraft Pocket Edition first came out, it was a really
crummy version of Minecraft.
A shadow of the real Minecraft.
It
seems now to be actually, in some respects, a better choice for younger players.
You can see through these leaves now. You weren't able to do that before.
Nice.
It really does look very comparable to the...
And the reason they can do this now is they had to rewrite it. Minecraft's written in Java. There is no Java available on the iPad.
Right.
So they'd actually had to...
Right.
Write this
is from all.
Scratch.
I believe this is either in Objective-C, which is what I'm actually unsure of the exact coding language. Well,
they had to write it for me.
But yeah, same thing with the Xbox edition. It's all rewritten in C.
Okay, stop playing Minecraft, Jack.
Okay, come on. but yeah, so Minecraft Pocket Edition has gotten a lot better.
$6.99, and recommended.
Recommended by the Minecraft aficionado himself.
You. Other big news stories that everybody's been talking about, Apple and IBM, they seem like odd bedfellows, but they've aligned to create enterprise apps for iOS, making Apple really a pretty strong contender in the enterprise space. You know, for a long time, of course, BlackBerry was the king of mobile and enterprise. All of a sudden, people started using iPhones in the workplace, bring your own device, or BYOD. There's even a name for it. And IT directors and enterprises had to figure out some way to incorporate the iOS devices into the enterprise. This will help a lot. IBM's bringing 50 well-known enterprise apps, including Lotus Notes.
What?
To the iPad.
Lotus Notes is going to be the iPad? It's funny. That's what David Allen said he used.
That's right.
He still uses Lotus Notes. And I always assumed that it was just because he had it.
Exactly
like,
why.
He had set it up once.
Not a good choice.
And
no.
Wow.
Horrible.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Tim Cook, when they announced this story, by the way, in the Wall Street Journal, Tim Cook said, I get 80% of my work done on the iPad.
Well, a top executive, maybe, but
that's because he has a legion of people with right. Macintoshes.
Right.
Take a letter.
Right.
They're typing.
Right.
He's going.
You mean, wait, you're telling me Tim Cook does not code Mavericks?
No, I guess not. You're right. hey, here's some good news, and I think this will extend to the iPad soon. The European courts, the EU, has told Google you can no longer list apps in the Google Play Store as free.
This is amazing.
If they have in-app purchases.
This is amazing.
Big, big story. Our friend Larry Magid writing about this on Forbes. Now, both Google and Apple were asked by the European Consumer Protection Network to do this. And I suspect Apple will do it in the store, too. And I heartily applaud this.
Because I can't wait.
They say free. They ain't free.
No.
Many of these, and we always try to talk about this. When we say an app is free, we'll talk about the cost of in-app purchases. And frequently, a game like Simpsons Tapped Out, Kim Kardashian, if you've been playing that, great game.
Right.
But people can spend hundreds of dollars
easily.
So
easily.
Often this, quote, free game is more expensive than
easily.
A paid game.
It'll really put now truly free apps on a way higher pedestal because of no in-app purchases.
Yeah.
If there's a free, and then there's an in-app purchase, like, column on the store.
We'll finally know.
Now, I also wonder, is there a paid with in-app purchase? Because I've seen that.
I'm not sure
how
Apple hasn't implemented this. I'm not sure how they'll handle it. We haven't seen how Google's going to implement
it. It'd be truly great is if what you could see is once you go into the app, it says, here are the available in-app purchases,
right.
And it lists them.
Right.
And for something like Farmville or Simpsons Tapped Out, there's this gigantic list of things that you can buy in the app, which will kind of make you a little bit wary of what you're getting into.
Always look at that.
Yeah, and I mean, I can imagine it
that.
Just being this huge scrolling list.
And this is something
and then on apps that do it moderately and that do it well.
Then it's not a big deal.
It's five things.
Right. It's something we try to do in the reviews, and I think everybody should do when they review apps, is say how playable a game is without buying something. I always try to play a game like Plants vs. Zombies, which originally was a paid app and was an excellent paid app and well worth the few bucks that it cost. They went in PVZ2, the second edition.
It's about
time. They went, quote, free with in-app purchases. And, yeah, it's about time. Not it's about time they went free. It's called it's about
time. It's confusing because they did that on themselves.
It's about time.
It had been a few years since they had come out with the
It's about time we had an app.
The game was about that.
Is pretty playable without buying anything.
Right.
So that's good. But a game like Kim Kardashian or Candy Crush Saga, I think it's debatable whether you could play the game without buying things or at least annoying your friends in the case of Candy Crush. Another big story will be tomorrow. Apple's third quarter results will be announced in an earnings call tomorrow. We'll listen with interest, as you might, not because this quarter is important. Generally, this is not a big quarter for Apple. The big quarter is Q4, the fourth quarter. But first of all, this will be the first earnings call with the Apple's new CFO. So we'll be interested to hear how they talk about Apple and about.
Right.
But most importantly, what you always listen to in these earnings calls, and frankly, Apple is not very candid in these, but what you're listening for is any kind of indicator about what products will be coming out in the fourth quarter. Will there be an iWatch? Are they going to allude to this? These earnings calls are really for investors to kind of give them information. And you know, they're trying to balance the needs of investors with keeping secret what they're going to be doing in the fall. But I expect we will hear a little bit of something.
How much do you want to bet Tim Cook's going to say, there will be a new product category?
Yeah, he said that every earnings call for the last eight quarters. We'll cover this, but Luca Maestri, who is the new CFO, will be in the spotlight for this. He'll be doing most of the talking, and we'll be very interested in what he says about new iPhones and iWatch, and, of course, what he says about new iPads. We haven't heard much about new iPads at all, have we?
No.
Swoopy-doopy corners is the only thing
I've
heard people say. The last news story probably more important to somebody like you because you're hip, you're with it. But they have announced the lineup for the iTunes Festival in London.
This is always like one of the coolest things, and it's free.
Yeah, I like this.
It will run through the month
of September. Every day there's a concert. You can watch it live.
Amazing.
Because it's London, it's usually middle of the day live for people in the U.S. because
right.
it's an evening show. You can also watch after the fact at your convenience. And usually it's a concert with one or two bands in each show. So they have over 60 bands. Maroon 5, Pharrell, Beck.
Okay. You don't know who any of those people are.
Never heard of any of them. Did I say the names? No, I know actually who all of them are.
Bach. They're bringing back Bach.
Bach? Johann Sebastian.
Johann Sebastian.
Apparently the Google dolls. Google. I didn't know Google had dolls, but the Google dolls will be there. I'm just teasing you because I'm not
Google
as square
dolls.
As I sound. The Google dolls will be
5 Seconds of Summer. Are you excited about them?
Never heard of them.
What?
Who are they?
They have that song.
I love Pharrell. Who doesn't love Pharrell? Happy.
Standing there in your American Apparel underwear. Have you not heard that one?
It's a song about underwear.
It's catchy. It's really catchy.
Mm. Anyway, that's coming up in September. Look for that. And they have announced the lineup. But you know what happens is they update the Apple TV because you can watch it on your Apple TV. They'll do it with an iTunes Festival app.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to go into that. And you can actually, they even have features like, remind me.
Right.
Let me know.
And the production value is second to none. I mean,
it really looks good.
Really amazing. They do it right. The lighting is just fantastic. I sometimes just watch solely so I can watch the technical aspect of putting on such an amazing concert. So, yeah.
I have one email.
One email.
And then we're going to get to our app caps.
Sounds good.
Okay. But I like this email because you may remember, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about movie apps. Sarah and I were talking about movie apps, and we talked about a movie app called Run Pee. Do you know about this?
Got it.
Do you remember that, Brian?
It was an app that you had mentioned in the pre-show, Run Pee. And
yeah.
I was like, there's no way. There's no way it means you run
it
off
tells
and
you
go
when
pee.
In a movie it's
you
okay to pee.
Leave and go
and then
pee.
It tells you what you missed when you come back. I think a valuable app.
I assume it
app.
Tells you while you're in the stall, you're checking.
You could do it on your iPad
you can't
or your
open
iPhone.
Up your iPad once you get back.
So I got an email from the guy who created Run P, Dan Florio. He says, Leo, I'm pretty sure I told you this years ago, but did you know you have played an integral role in the popularization of Run P?
Did you come up with this concept on air at some point?
No, but in case you didn't know, you were the first person. It was a website at first. First person I told about the website in 2009, I was at my mom's, and she was listening to the Tech Guy show, the radio show I do.
And she had to go pee, and she didn't know when to leave.
She said,
"No,
hey, Danny, call in and tell Leo about Run Pee." He said, I thought, what the hell? It can't hurt.
So he's had this database for years.
Since 2009.
Wow.
I got the producer on the line. I gave her a brief explanation. Shortly afterward, you returned from a commercial laughing and said, I have to tell you about this website. So a listener of the show contacted Dave Barry at the Miami Herald. Dave Barry liked the idea so much, he wrote a short blurb about it, saying, this is why I love the internet. Then the producer of All Things Considered on NPR read Dave's post. This is how this thing's happened.
Wow.
And said, whoa, this is good. Can you come into the LA office and do an interview? He said it was my first interview. From there, well, it's been crazy. Run P is pretty much a full-time job. I'm trying to find time to write my first novel, but I've got to spend time watching movies or working on updates to the app. I know you're a big fan of the app. I want to make sure you knew what an important role you played in its success.
I'm telling you, bathroom humor has legs. So
P.S.
does Run P.
Run P mom says hi.
Yay!
Hi, Mrs. Florio. I gotta go pee now. Do you
That's
mind?
Great.
Isn't that a great story? I had to read you that email. You know, iPad today would be nothing without viewers like you, Mrs. Florio, and you, Dan. We want to hear from you. Write to us, iPadToday@twit.tv. We love voicemails. And next time, you could either make a video on YouTube and send us a link to it, or call 757-504-IPAD. 757-504-IPAD. And leave us a message. Short message, please. Don't put your full name or your email in it. Just first name and city is all we need. And we would love to hear from you. It could be a question, a comment, an idea. We always appreciate your feedback at iPad Today. Now, this is the portion of the show. Go ahead, Chad. You may now don your special hat. We wear caps. Oh, that's a good one for you.
This is a nice one, isn't it?
That's the real deal, you know.
Yeah, you had mentioned this was given to you by a conductor.
Yeah.
At
this
Disneyland.
Was given to me by Carmen Miranda.
Who?
You don't know who she is.
No, I don't.
Anyway.
Sure, it was expensive.
We wear these caps to signify in some odd way that this is our application of the week, our app cap.
They're the app cap.
You
it's
lead
a perfect
off.
Cap for the end of the show. Kind of like you have a nightcap before you go to bed.
We have an app cap.
We have an app cap. So I'm so surprised you have not covered this on the show. So if you have and someone knows that we've covered it, I apologize. I asked... And you guys said
I think
that
this is new, and I think I've seen you play this once or twice.
Yes, so this is called Piano Tiles. It's a very simple game. You can see it's a simple construction.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Are there in-app purchases?
There are no in-app purchases.
This
there
is free.
I have not. Maybe you could buy some songs.
Wow, no, it comes with a lot of songs.
I think it's real free. I think it was a guy who just wanted to make a cool app.
The languages.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is cool.
So you can hear the piano sort of in the background.
Yeah.
Here's the classic version of the game is you have to tap the black tiles and avoid the white tiles. Sounds simple, but whenever you click one, it moves down. So the idea is to tap them as fast as you can.
Oh, you're playing a beautiful song.
And now I'm done. So it also plays a song in the background. It's very zen-like.
You're good.
Yes, thank you.
You've played this before.
So, yes. Yeah, so
you played Guitar Hero as a kid,
I bet.
This is kind of Guitar Hero.
I was actually not into Guitar Hero. I never did it.
Wow.
Which is, yeah. So, once you're done with Classic, there's a ton of different modes, as you can see. In Arcade, it just moves until you end. You're aiming for how many tiles you can tap.
Is it always a song?
You can change that to be off. Oh my gosh.
I like the song. Oh, it's fast.
Faster.
Holy cow, you're good at this.
Yeah. So.
Wow! And I like the reinforcement with the applause.
I can't hear it, unfortunately.
It's good.
So that's arcade mode. Zen mode, I think, is a lot like classic mode where it just. You get to hit it basically as fast as you want. I believe at the top there is a timer.
Can you use more than one finger, or do you have to tap?
No, you can use all fingers.
All four fingers?
But
that would be too much like actually playing music. That's not. This is good. You know, I love the music.
What's funny is it has that. Oops.
Kind of tepid applause.
Not the best applause I've ever heard. Okay, so some of my favorite ones are, I believe it's Rush, which gets slower over time.
Bomb, Lightning, Relay. Double. These are wild.
I'm going to try to get this as... Oop, darn.
You're obviously, you're a little nervous. You're on TV.
Right.
But you're very good at this.
That's the issue. me and a friend started just throwing our phones back and forth, and we were trying to get as many as we could.
Wow. I love the music. It's real music.
Darn.
You sound like Liberace.
So, that's my new best on this iPad. So there's all a bunch of different versions, but that's basically the basic idea is that you're tapping the black squares instead of the white squares. I have no idea what this one is. Oh, shoot! Dang it. Wow, really?
And you still got cheers because it was your best ever. Oh, you're supposed to avoid that.
Oh, there's a bomb.
That.
Oh, I
there's
wasn't
a bomb.
Supposed to push that one.
So
oh,
it's
there
free.
Are
there are ads. Big deal. They're not bad. That's
yeah.
not a big deal.
And he seems to be... I don't remember the bombs from when I played. There's the song.
It's kind of mesmerizing. You know what's interesting? It's mesmerizing to watch somebody play this. Very few games are actually fun to watch somebody play. Because of the music, this is kind of cool. And you're very good at it.
I have, I think, one of the better hand-eye coordinations.
Holy cow, Chad.
There was this thing at Disney World where it would test your hand-eye coordination.
Yeah?
And I broke it. It wouldn't go any faster.
All right,
than I
there's
did
your
it.
Challenge, folks. Arcade Plus mode. Can you best 144
woohoo!
Notes?
So that's on bomb. So anyway, tons of fun.
What's it called? White tile.
Piano tiles.
Piano tiles.
Don't tap the white tile. What you search for. It's free. It also has. You know how. They brought down, I forget the developer's name. He took down Angry Birds because he's afraid people were getting addicted.
Dong Wen.
This kind of has that aspect.
It's
where
got a Dong
after
Wen
you play
name.
It for a while, it says stop playing. Oh. Please go outside.
You play too much.
You're done. Like
good.
You can't play anymore.
Good.
You can always ignore that. It's not going to actually stop you from playing the game, but it gets very persistent.
We got to get Rock Band or Guitar Hero at. I bet Chad'd be really.
I don't think I'm that great at those.
It's the same game.
But I'm not good with hand-foot coordination.
Oh.
I'm really good with hand-eye coordination. So, yeah. Anyway, that's my app cap. Piano tiles. Don't
very
tap
nice.
The white tile.
Very nice. My app cap is not a game. You've heard of Hipstamatic. Do you ever use Hipstamatic? It's a filter program, camera program.
Right.
Very popular with the iPhone. They have made a new program called Cinematic. Same idea, but instead of stills, it's video. And I have to say, I really like Cinematic. Now, you can in fact, I've got a clip here. So let's open up my clip. You can take a clip. And so these were just, remember I came over, I was shooting still videos, and you just posed, of course, and I said, hey,
I thought it was an image.
There's Jeff and Karsten and Lisa and stuff. Now, this, we can try different filters on this, so I can make different colors. I kind of like this one because it.
Romantic.
Yeah, it blurs the outside of it, and it kind of is fun to do it. Now, this is free, but. And it comes with a fairly decent number of filters, but, of course, in-app purchases give you a lot more filters and a lot more control. See, they have kind of some fun with this.
Yeah. And it's doing it all basically real time.
In real time. There's some really fun black and white ones. And it also allows you to have the audio from the recording on it or no audio at all, or you can choose a soundtrack from your iTunes library to put behind it. So you see, that's really kind of cool, grainy. Hipstamatic's always been good at these filters and really giving you some really interesting effects. And to be able to do this in real time is kind of impressive, you know? I mean, it just partly shows the speed of the A7 processor in this iPad Air. And my suspicion is it maybe wouldn't be quite as good on an older iPad. See, that's blurring it in real time?
Yeah, that's kind of amazing.
That's pretty sophisticated. I bought some of these. I purchased. This is Cronkite, so it makes it look like an old 1960s. Yeah, and you might
today,
even want to record a separate soundtrack. There's a whole bunch of these. And
then what would you, after you've done this, would you
all right, well, let's say we're going to, so I'm going to process it. So now it's rendering it. So what it was showing you
fast.
Is a quick render. But now it's a little bit better quality. It's 14 seconds. Vine only allows 8 seconds. So if I say I want to share this to Vine.
You can share that to Vine?
I can share it directly to Vine by logging into Vine. I don't even have to open the Vine app. It will then say, okay, but I'm only going to take the first 8 seconds.
Can you import video? Do you have to take
it? You can import video from your existing camera roll. It also goes directly to Instagram without launching the app and to Facebook. Of course, you can email it and you can send it as a message. And I just think that it does a really nice job of this. Now, some of the features that you might want will cost you money. For instance, if you want to edit or rearrange clips, you can do that. Let's see. Where did I put
it? No. Here, do that again.
Yeah. Do it again?
Yep. And then there's that black, that red bar.
Edit?
That's an ad.
Oh, ad. Yeah. Let's cancel that. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So I could take now from my photo roll or my stream or so forth. And it's actually importing those, so it's going to show those as a preview.
That's great. To be honest, I've been looking for a product that will allow me to take normal video, and then turn that video into a Vine or an Instagram.
That's what this will do. You can rearrange clips, you can trim clips if you pay a little bit. It's $1.99.
Right.
It's not very expensive. It's press and hold just like Vine. You press and hold to record.
Hi.
It shows you, which I wish Vine would do, how much you filled.
Right.
So you see I've used about a quarter of it, and that's kind of handy because then you can make sure the clips are roughly the same length. That's one of the problems with Vine. Sometimes some clips come out very short, some come out very long. With Vine, I've taken to counting, 1, 2, 3, that kind of thing. This is really nice. They've done a great job of it, It's free, and there's quite a bit of capability built into the free version. It's called Cinna, C-I-N-A, Matic, from the folks who do Hipsta-Matic. And, of course, there is a selfie mode. I'm a Chiquita banana, and I come to say, bananas like to ripen in a special way. When they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas have a hat that will get in the way.
You know, you should do, I don't know, like television for a living or something like that.
No.
I'm just coming up with these ideas off the top of my head.
I don't think so. Anyway.
I don't know. Some form of entertainment. I don't know why I'm thinking that.
You can reduce the effect by sliding here.
Intensity.
Thank you. You can reduce and increase contrast, saturation, and brightness. It actually has, this is another in-app purchase. I bought everything, and I think it was $10. If you buy every filter, every capability, you know, the whole kit and caboodle. I think this is a really, really nice app. I'm very happy with it. Cinematic, and it is brand new. Just came out on the iPad. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this edition of iPad Today. Sarah Lane will be back next week. Actually, she'll be back tomorrow, but she'll be back for next week's iPad
Perfect.
Today, which we do Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1800 UTC. Chad Johnson, we really thank you for being here.
Thank you.
He's the host of, God, I didn't realize we had so many shows now. Started off with OMG Craft. Of course, you produce three of the big shows, Twit This Week in Google and Mac Break Weekly. Now you're doing Reddit Up,
right,
which is going to debut soon, right?
Right. Coming, run Surrogates back. This will be our first week.
That's exciting. So next, this
right.
week or next week?
The 30th, I believe.
Okay.
Is the first day.
Daily Giz Whiz, which
right.
is currently Wednesdays, moving to Thursdays at some point in the next
right.
week or so.
Right.
Did I leave anything out?
The Before You Buy.
Jeez,
I've been doing
Louise.
Before You Buy every week. And then.
Busy guy.
There's one other, I thought.
He's got so many shows he can't keep track of.
Giz Whiz, Reddit Up.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
Before You Buy, those shows producing. Yeah, that's it.
Really? Is that all?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, we're going to have to cut your salary, my friend. That is it for iPad Today. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. I'm Leo Laporte for Chad Johnson.